Hi, welcome to Not Another Marketing Podcast, where we're talking to Charlotte Dougal from Blether Digital about being a marketing freelancer at uncertain times. Thanks for downloading the podcast, really appreciate it. And don't forget you can subscribe on iTunes and Spotify and TuneIn Radio, lots and lots of different places. Just head over to the support page to find out how you can subscribe and also how you can help the podcast as well, because really appreciate a small donation as well if you can afford it. It's jtid.co.uk/support. Head over there and you'll find all the links, all the information you need. And as I say, if you can afford it, a quick donation helps keep the lights on, helps keep me recording more podcasts. jtid.co.uk/support. Right, let's get on with this podcast. Talking to Charlotte Dougal from Blether Digital, the first thing I asked her was to explain a little bit more about what she did.
So I am a freelance copywriter and digital marketer, and I also focus on helping small businesses get to grips with influencer marketing.
Yeah, that's really interesting, that is. We'll talk a little bit more about the influencer marketing thing in a bit, because I'm quite interested in how that's going at the moment. Really quickly, where can we find you? Where's your website and all your social bits?
So my website is blederdigital.co.uk, and you'll find me on Instagram at blederdigital or at @charlotteanne_.
Okay, now start off with kind of like, how did you get into marketing and doing this? Because I can't imagine you were sat there at 14 years old thinking to yourself, I know, I'm going to be a copywriter and I'm going to manage influencers and do stuff on social media. So how did you get into all of this?
Well, it was through the kind of influencer route that I did get into it, but I was actually interested in going into fashion. So my first degree was in fashion marketing. I started a blog so that I could kind of like bump up my personal statement when I was applying for university. And that kind of opened up this whole world of digital marketing to me that I'd never really realised existed before. So I did actually start that blog when I was 14.
So I take it at the moment you're working primarily like as a freelancer. So you've got contracts with various different companies and you do lots of maybe small jobs and larger jobs for lots of different companies, yeah?
Yeah, so I decided to go back to university again. So at the moment, I'm currently studying for my master's in digital marketing part-time. And the agency I was at weren't really keen on letting me go part-time. So I just decided the only way I can really do this is if I go freelance. So at the moment, I work mostly on like white-labeled projects for agencies, but I do have a lot of smaller contracts as well, mostly with small businesses.
So the big elephant in the room, obviously, is this coronavirus. How has this affected you, and when did you first notice things happening?
It was only really last week that I started noticing it. So that would have been, the 10th of March. I had been quieter for a little while, but that was intentional, because I was in the process of moving house and I was very much like, okay, I'm not going to take on too much so that I can focus on the move. And then suddenly the move was done and this coronavirus had just like erupted everywhere. Which wasn't great timing, really. But I'm the same as you. I do a lot of in-person training. Like I go into a lot of local agencies and companies, especially for influencer marketing training. And all of that had just been indefinitely postponed, like overnight. It's been a lot worse than I expected, really.
Do you think priorities changed within a lot of companies? That's what I'm seeing. I'm not seeing the fact that people don't actually want to do stuff anymore. It's just the fact that priorities have just completely changed now.
Yeah, I definitely think that is it. It's tough. It's tough for a lot of these people to make that call, and I can completely understand that, especially if they've got staff to consider as well. I do think it maybe also speaks to people not necessarily valuing marketing as much. This is like an ongoing argument I have with people all the time, but they're always like, oh, it's social media, I can do that myself. Or, oh, I know how to run an Instagram page. I'm like, right, okay, you just try that and we'll see how it goes. So I think that's It's definitely a change of priorities, but I think it kind of speaks to the fact that marketing is often a lower priority for most people anyway.
One thing, I mean, I've been doing this for like over 20 years, and one thing I've definitely noticed is that marketing people are usually laid off before salespeople.
Yeah, definitely. And I know in a lot of cases, so my partner also works in digital marketing. Luckily, he's like permanently employed and he's in-house at a company. But their marketing team have all kind of been roped into the sales team now, because they just kind of think that the marketing isn't as important.
What sort of things are you doing to try and combat this?
Well, I had quite a long list of behind the scenes stuff that I wanted to work on this year anyway, but I'd originally been kind of thinking, I'll do it across the year, things like updating my website and creating some new content series. I also have a podcast about influencer marketing, and originally I was going to launch the second season of that probably around June, but I'm thinking now I'll probably just get it up a lot quicker. I've just been kind of trying to keep myself occupied, but also trying to communicate with other people that are in the same boat. So I'm in a lot of Facebook groups and like group chats and things with other small business owners and freelancers, and we're kind of just trying to help each other out as much as possible. I've been a lot of my clients are also close friends now, so I've been kind of trying to help them as much as I can, not necessarily as paid work now. I've just been trying to give them a bit of guidance and a bit of a helping hand for free, because I know that eventually they will come back to me, and I think it just helps kind of build relationships and stops people panicking a little bit, I'd like to think.
Yeah, and stop people buying all the toilet roll, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So I think you mentioned something really interesting there about what I think you're doing with the podcast, with the things you're looking at, maybe preparing yourself for the future, because this won't last forever. And the last thing you want to have done as a freelancer, particularly, I think, is stop for like 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, however long it takes. And then you've got to start catch up when everything starts getting back to normal. So I think preparing is a good idea.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's, in a way, it's kind of nice to have this forced time to work on the kind of business development side of things and my own marketing and just planning ahead for that, because it's something that always kind of falls to the bottom of my priority list, because I'm spending so much time doing other people's marketing that when it comes to my own, I can't face it.
So how have you found this has affected influencer marketing in general? Are they struggling as well?
Yeah, it's been very much the same. Most of the campaigns that I was working on have now been postponed indefinitely. A lot of the stuff that I do for on the influencer side of things is event-based, and that's just all, we've put a pen in everything. It's annoying, but I'm also trying to keep on top of the relationships with influencers. And to be honest, it's actually been quite nice. A lot of the influencers that I do work with regularly have been very good at still sharing my clients and trying to do what they can in this unusual time in this world that we're currently living in. So it's actually been surprising the way that people have come together, but it's definitely slowed down a lot.
Do you think it'll kind of reset the, particularly with the Instagram influencer side of things, do you think it'll reset it and only the, I know it's a horrible thing to say, but only the real good solid ones will carry on? Because I've spoken to brands who would just chuck pairs of trousers at just anybody. Yeah. We don't care who you are, what you do. Do you think brands are going to focus on the people who actually do have an influence and haven't just gone off somewhere and bought themselves 10,000 likes?
Oh, I really, really hope so. That's one of my like pet peeves, is these awful influencers who just promote any brand that gives them anything and aren't really necessarily creating like authentic content or have like an actual engaged audience. So if that does happen as an after effect of this, that would actually be a very, very welcome change.
How have you changed your working habits? Because if you're anything like me, you probably spend a little bit of time in coffee shops on the laptop. Me, I'm usually in railway station waiting rooms, tapping away and things like that. How have you changed your working habits?
It has actually been harder than I expected. I've had to make a conscious effort to make sure that I am still getting out of the house without necessarily having the option to go to coffee shop. But it's definitely had to switch up my routine a bit. So now I've kind of made the effort to, I start my day with a walk around my local park so that I'm still actually getting out and getting some fresh air. And apart from that, I'm still kind of trying to figure it out as I go. I usually have like the TV on for background noise during the day, but that's not really been helping recently because all of the news and stuff is so overwhelming. So I've been trying to work through my like backlog of podcasts and just make sure that I'm checking in with fellow freelance friends. I used to have like a co-working day with some of my freelance friends. They live down south, so I would travel down to see them maybe once a month if I could, but at the moment that's not really possible. So I think we're going to do like online co-working sessions and use like Skype or Google Hangouts or something like that and just kind of keep up that communication as much as possible. But in a way, it's actually quite nice because a lot more people are working from home now, so I've got a lot more people to talk to during the day.
Yeah, it is a strange thing working from home when you haven't done it. I've done it for nearly 25 years.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself working more hours at home than you would maybe in an office or something? I do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So quite a big driver of me going freelance is the fact that I have like chronic health issues. So I'm able to kind of pick and choose when I work so that I can make the most of my energy levels being at their best. So I might not necessarily work as many hours in a block, but I definitely get so much more done and end up like wanting to work more because I'm enjoying it all a lot more as well.
Yeah, I think that's a really valid point. I mean, it's one reason why I continue to do it for so many years is that it's not necessarily that you can set your hours because you do tend to end up working more hours, but I think you can control the hours a little better, can't you, when you're freelance and you're working in your own.
Yeah.
I struggle immensely to do, say, 5 hours straight in front of a computer. You know, I just physically, my body isn't designed to sit in front of a desk for 5 hours solid in front of a giant screen and work solidly. So I'll split that, you know, into a couple of hours, and it's a lot easier, isn't it?
I'm very much the same. I tend to kind of do like 2 hours quite intense work, and then I'll maybe take like half an hour to just potter about, do some like chores and stuff. And then it means that I can get so much more done in the hours that I am working, just because I'm working to my own motivation levels.
So give us a few tips then from working at home. Give us some tips. What are your best tips on how to work from home?
Oh, okay. Don't feel too bad if you've not got this perfect 9-to-5 routine. I know a lot of people say, just work the hours you usually would, like make sure you get up and get dressed and do all this stuff. I'm like, okay, if that works for you, fine. But if it doesn't, don't beat yourself up about it. And also, like a lot of people like to emphasize the point that you shouldn't work in your pajamas, but you should take advantage of being able to be comfortable. Like, I'm a very big advocate for loungewear, not necessarily pajamas, but like being comfortable, make the most of being able to be at home, but also make sure that you are like taking regular breaks. And I always try not to work in the rooms or like the locations, if possible, that I switch off in. So at the moment, I'm trying not to work in my bedroom if I can avoid it, unless my health is like really, really bad. So I try not to work in my bedroom. If I'm working in the living room, I work at the dining table instead of on the couch, just to help create some separation between like work time and downtime. And that's definitely a big help for me too.
What's on your desk? What do you keep on your desk?
Well, at the moment, not very much.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, it probably won't stay that way for too long, but I usually just have like a couple of candles, a plant, a big bottle of water, because I need to make sure that I keep myself hydrated. And there's usually a cup of tea as well.
Fantastic. So tell me again, where can we find you on kind of like Twitter and everywhere like that?
Yep, so my website is blethedigital.co.uk. That's BLETHER. I'm on Instagram at Bloody Digital, or you can also find me on Instagram and Twitter at @bycharlotteanne_.
Fantastic. Thanks, Charlotte. Really appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast. And don't forget, you can subscribe. You can also make a little donation as well, if you can afford it, to help the podcasts keep going. Visit the support page, which is jtid.co.uk/support. Thanks for listening.